Okay, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from all of us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. Let's now turn our attention to some more college basketball. A couple more teams that I want us to shine the spotlight on, specifically the Kentucky Wildcats. We also want to talk about Louisville, but we have invited on our program for the very first time one of the best guys in the business, a dynamic personality. You can listen to him on WHAS in Louisville, Kentucky, and I'm talking about Terry Miners. He's been on air for 30 years. You are like a living legend in Kentucky. Hello, Sweet Tea. How are you, Terry?
Hey, Alyssa. The trick is always to stay alive, to be a living legend instead of a 6 feet under legend. That's never any fun.
That is so, so true. Okay, so let's delve in here. Let's talk about the top-ranked Kentucky Wildcats. They are 11-0, and I know that there is, no ninth national banner hanging from Rupp Arena above Kentucky's home court, but this truly could be the year, right? Because we are not surprised. They are a unanimous number one pick in the nation.
Indeed, and it's been that way for a couple of weeks, and I don't know why it hasn't been all the way through. This recruiting class may be the best thing anybody's ever assembled. This structure that John Calipari has right now may be the best template ever put down, but no one's ever had this opportunity with this many McDonald All-Americans, or they call them Burger Boys. They've got nine Burger Boys on that team,
uh-huh.
And it's insane to even think about assembling that much talent and keeping them happy. And that's where Calipari's a master. You know, these guys all have egos. They all have, their moms have scrapbooks. They all come from someplace where everybody says, you're the greatest guy that ever lived.
Mm-hmm.
And yet when you assemble that many people and somehow teach them that they're going to compartmentalize, they're going to share, they're going to be a part of a bigger machine, that's a real trick. And I mean, he's King Solomon in many ways, Calipari, in keeping these people happy, all these different really high-level achievers happy.
So how has he been able to do that for the guys to have a team-first mentality?
Well, I don't know the individual personalities well enough. You know, I know enough of them just from being around a little bit, but that's something Cal must know about in his heart when he recruits certain people. Clearly, they have to be right at the top of the top in terms of talent, but they have to have a certain mindset in order to fit into a system like this. You can't bring a guy that demands the entire spotlight on himself into a situation like this. So these are not Johnny Lunchpail guys, but they have to be willing to buy into a bigger picture, and Calipari must be a master of selling that picture to them.
Radio host with WHAS in Louisville, Kentucky, Terry Miners is joining us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. We'd love to connect with you online at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. And let's have some fun. We're radio personalities here, Terry. There has been a lot of talk, some debate about could the Kentucky Wildcats, could they beat an NBA team? Some say yes, some say, look, that's ridiculous. I mean, and who really cares?
I say it is ridiculous because you're talking about guys, if you take the top couple of guys off Kentucky's team, whoever they turn out to be in the end. You know, right now, Anthony Davis is a superstar in the NBA. Well, he left with a couple of other really talented guys, too. But Anthony is the one who made it to the top, if you will. And so this Kentucky team, as great as it is, one or two of those guys can run with a pro team right now and beat them. You know, I mean, if they're matched up with other pros. But you can't take a college team and go against that many magnificent, superior athletes and the system that an NBA, you know, the workload on an NBA guy is significantly higher, and, you know, the professional status of it all. No way that a college team can run with them. It's a fun thing for people to debate, but no way.
Okay, so who can beat Kentucky?
That's a good question. You know, I thought Texas put up a great fight against them.
Right.
You've got to have a lot of bigs.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, you have to have a lot of bigs because they swat them away. I mean, even the cheerleaders swat shots for Kentucky. They're all that good. I mean, everybody's got length. And so you're going to have to come with a lot of bigs, and then you're going to have to hit a zillion threes that night. And Kentucky's had some nights where they've had really anemic three-point shooting. It would have to be a combination of those elements. Kentucky flat from way outside, and maybe a couple of the bigs in foul trouble, although it doesn't matter. There's seven more waiting in the wings. And the other team has to have enough bigs to be able to go down low some.
Hey, we are so glad you're with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show, going one-on-one. We're hooping it up with Terry Miners, radio host with WHAS out there in Louisville, Kentucky. And, of course, head coach John Calipari, he's already won a national championship at Kentucky, played in another last season. But is this team, I mean, are these, is this year's version, 2014, 2015 version, is it better than those teams in the past?
Yes. It is better because, you know, you take a guy like John Wall or DeMarcus Cousins. I mean, they were phenomenal athletes.
Oh, yes.
They were backed by people who were a couple of clicks behind them.
Mm-hmm.
But these guys are moving with better fluidity. They have a humility about them that maybe we didn't see in some of these other teams. And by seeing last year's team walk up there to the edge and then have UConn run away with the Nets, I think that may have been the last bit of enlightenment that needed to dawn upon them. Clearly, a lot of these guys are freshmen, but they were around and observing what was happening and were already in Kentucky's system as recruits to pay close enough attention to see. They made it that close last year. This year, we're taking it all away. I mean, I don't know who would stop Kentucky. Like I said, it'd have to be some freakish night in March when some team is just lights out from the three-point area and they have a couple of bigs in there to give Kentucky a little bit of trouble under the boards.
Okay, extra motivation there. Is that your reasoning why last year's team is largely intact and they didn't have a mass exodus of their superstar players?
Yes. Yeah, and the new guys that are in this year are at their talent level too. And so I think the overall combination of skills is better than last year. But to be able to go there and not be overwhelmed by the lights and the pressure that goes with being in the Final Four, that's all old news to those guys. Like you said, most of them did not leave. They came back because they thought, you know what, we didn't get the job done. We're going to do it this time. And I really can't see anybody stopping Kentucky.
I was going to say, Terry, do you think that they will go undefeated this year? Are they setting themselves apart from everyone else? In that echelon?
It won't matter. Louisville could beat them.
Okay.
UCLA is not going to beat them this weekend, but Louisville could, and maybe Billy Donovan's Florida team, which is not as good as usual. You just never know. The SEC is like Kentucky's the bowling ball, and the other teams in the SEC are the pins. Bring, and they're going to roll a strike. They might leave one pin standing, but that won't matter. If they lose a game somewhere along the way, it'll probably be helpful because once you get to March, if you are undefeated, then all you're doing is putting yourself, your head in a vise and tightening it that much more. One loss, and they've been close a couple times, one loss might teach those guys just that one last little bit of insight into getting the job done.
Well,
but if they do go undefeated, I will absolutely not be surprised.
Kentucky, so dangerous. They have been decimating their opponents. We focus so much of our conversation on Kentucky, but what about Rick Pitino? What about his Cardinals? I mean, they're rolling. Those boys are rolling 9-0. I love Rick Pitino.
Yeah, they're doing great. Pitino is a master of what he does, too. He recruits a little bit different type of player.
How so? Tell me.
Well, he's kind of gone global. Pitino's the United Nations headmaster now. I mean, there's more African kids coming, Australian kids. We've got an Egyptian this year.
Wow,
that's
very
what
diverse.
He refers to them as. You know, the Egyptian and the Scotsman, and it sounds like a joke, and a rabbi go into a bar, and, you know. But there are some terrific kids from around the globe that Pitino brings in. He's got a couple of seven-footers that he's brought in that are raw talents, but he's working with them. I went to practice 2 days ago, and you see much better footwork and court awareness out of these European kids who are more soccer-oriented. I mean, that's what they're brought up on. And suddenly they start popping out, and they're 6'7", 6'8", 6'9", and then all of a sudden basketball comes into their lives. But they're already 17 years or 16 years old by then, and when they've lived in a soccer frame of mind. And when Louisville won it a couple of years ago with Gorgui Dieng, another situation like that, an African kid, soccer on his brain, they brought him here and said, son, this is called a basketball, and this is how we play this game. And so it's a maturation process and an education that Patino is really, really strong in that area.
Radio host with WHAS in Louisville, Kentucky, Terry Miners, has been with us at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. We're flat out of time, and the countdown is certainly on with that Kentucky matchup between Louisville and Kentucky, and that's going to be a lot of fun, okay?
All right. Look, it's in Louisville, so the emotion does play a factor, so maybe it'll be tighter than people will expect. We'll see how it plays out.
Absolutely. Open invitation. We will have you back, Terry. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Alyssa.
You bet. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR.